Someone has jumped up onto a table at the Frontline Club and is going to read a poem.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Vladimir Putin listens to ABBA. I know, I was with him one New Year, playing guitar for tribute band Bjorn again at Novgorod in the Hotel Grand Pushkin. Now, I could have predicted Putin grinning at the sound of Western rulers crumbling at Waterloo, Napoleon surrendered, and all of that. But Vlad tapped his toes to our full repertoire. The Kremlin's pretending he wasn't there, but I swear it, I caught his stare as I plucked the opening notes to Chikatita. So why is this a story they want to dismiss? Is late 70s disco just a little too kitsch? Was it a lowbrow moment of weakness that could leave us all thinking Vladimir Putin's not as serious as, say, Mussolini, who began each day with a cup of coffee and a canto by Dante? Or as highbrows Hitler, painting his watercolours whilst listening to operas by Wagner? Or as lyrical as Joseph Stalin, who wrote prize-winning poems whilst training to be a priest? Next to such artistic complexity, does Vladimir Putin fear he'll be teased by pompous leaders at the next G20, joking about flares, sequins, and chest hairs while he's sitting sad and lonely? No. He's not the type who gets picked on. He's a black belt, an ex-KGB officer who can probably down a bottle of vodka while winning his hand at bridge or poker, cocking a revolver at the head of James Bond, after tricking him with caviar and blondes. With 80% approval ratings, a degree in international law, a 5% stake in Gazprom, and a black Labrador, what would Putin want ABBA for? Those mawkish peddlers of cheap emotion, singing about love in a lost revolution, wishing away the world's wicked tyranny as little bright stars come out for liberty. I don't know why Vladimir Putin doesn't want us to think that he listens to ABBA. But I know that 2 days before he played in Russia, a journalist and a human rights lawyer leading a conference about rape in Chechnya was shot in the middle of Moscow in broad daylight. I don't know why I told you I played in an ABBA tribute band, but I'm not cynical about it. I've always been genuinely thankful for music. And I don't know why you listen to ABBA. And I don't mind, just don't pretend it can mend or undo anything. But the songs are full of things worth living and dying for, all of the things worth loving and crying for. And even Vladimir Putin listens to ABBA.
And at the Frontline Club, anything can happen.